Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we're joined by Emory County Sheriff Tyson Huntington. Sheriff Huntington, always a pleasure to have you on here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Aiden. I appreciate the time.
And you know, normally with these, we want to have something a little more lighthearted. We talked about Shop with a Cop a while ago, but unfortunately this time we're going to be talking about a few things that have been happening over in Emory County. Mainly vehicle thefts have really seen an uptick, especially with graduation season, and in the days afterwards we've seen a lot of cars being broken into or stolen.
Yeah, right after graduation we had a vehicle taken from the Steak Center parking lot in Huntington, and then we've noticed we've had a handful since then. A couple nights later, we had a couple stolen, and I think total we've had about five that have been taken. All of the vehicles have been recovered at this point, but nonetheless, we still had, you know, somebody getting into somebody else's car and taking the vehicle. The one thing that all the vehicles had in common, though, is they all were left unlocked, and they all had keys to the vehicle inside the vehicle somewhere, or even in the ignition.
And I feel like that's going to be an important topic to kind of cover in this conversation, is outside of that, not leaving your cars in the ignition or somewhere in the vehicle and leaving the car unlocked, what safety tips do you have for people to avoid a situation like this?
Well, I think that's huge. The hard part is, you know, Aiden, we live in Emory County because we feel comfortable and safe in our homes and in our properties. And the sad thing is somebody's taking advantage of that of us. And really, you know, just remembering to lock your cars, keep your valuables out of sight, and keep your keys not in the car when you leave them parked for the night. That's going to be probably the biggest deterrent. You know, just remember to always keep your eye out on stuff as well. If you see something that doesn't seem quite right, feel free to give us a call and let us come check it out. And also, if you do notice that a vehicle is gone or something's missing, please call the sheriff's office first. And don't call friends and family, but maybe call the sheriff's office first so we can get there. And, you know, time is kind of the essence when it comes to these kind of things. We might be able to catch the bandit. They may have not gotten too far off, might have just barely happened, and they're kind of hiding still, and we can get to them sooner and hopefully have more success in investigating these crimes.
Yeah, maybe hold off on the Facebook post just a little bit longer, get the sheriffs involved first, because they're going to be your best option to try and get this. As useful as crowdsourcing help can be, you guys are going to be the go-to source for trying to solve these crimes. And I feel like it's important to note that you guys are doing a lot of things. You and me both talked a few days ago that you guys are taking steps to try and prevent these thefts and catch these thieves in the process.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged approach with these kind of things. You know, we want to show a big show of force and have cops in the area to deter people from committing crime. But then also on the other side, we want to be able to catch the people that are doing it so we can remedy the problem. So you kind of have to find that balance of show of force as opposed to maybe some undercover stuff to watch the areas and see if we can see people moving at night and that kind of thing. And that's what we've been up to trying to do. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to find anybody at night. So at this point, we're just going to shore up our patrols and get more deputies in the area, get some information out on Facebook, through the radio like today, and other places, just to get people aware of this stuff that's going on and what precautions to take.
And like you said, it's a fine line you guys have to walk, because people live in Emory County because they love the community feeling. They love that small town feel. And that's why we have situations like that where people are leaving cars unlocked, leaving house doors unlocked, because they want to trust their neighbors. And this is something that has kind of stepped in and shattered that. But you've given a lot of good safety tips today. Now, before we let you go, Sheriff, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I can't say enough. We've had a lot of people reach out, give us information that's taken us down some trails to investigate and find some things. We've been able to get some good information that have led us to a couple of suspects that we have not made contact with yet, but we will. And just continue to look out for your neighbors and your friends and be there for them.
Well, Sheriff, we appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us, and we appreciate you, what you and all the deputies at the Emory County Sheriff's Office are doing to help prevent these crimes. You're a real asset to our community, and thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Aiden. We appreciate the opportunity.
Again, our guest was Emory County Sheriff Tyson Huntington. We were talking about vehicle safety, especially with the recent uptick in vehicle thefts around Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.